morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you once again to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 29th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is 7 a.m. in the morning, wherever you are, regardless of your time zone, regardless of the continent that you're in, regardless of the country that you find yourself sojourning in, regardless of the city, the town, the village, the community, we welcome you to another edition of Radio Biafra live broadcast, coming to you this very morning from our studios here in London. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans now on the western fringes of the world, by which we mean Canada, United States of America, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Venezuela, and those of them in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Jamaica. We welcome each and every one of you, because this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. This is the only place on this very earth where the truth is spoken unequivocally without fear. This is where we propagate, we disseminate. This is where we bring to the awareness, the knowledge. This is where we impart wisdom to our people in preparation for them to go and inherit the same land that Chukwu Abiama bequeathed to their ancestors. That is why we welcome you, and as we do so, we must encourage you. We must ask you to please endeavor to welcome other people as well. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is an honor, a unique privilege for me to serve my country in truth and honesty, knowing fully well that that is the only thing worthy, that is the only thing important, that is the only thing worth doing in this very life. And I am especially grateful that Chukwu Abiama is the one that said that we must come to preach this very gospel. That is why we do so without fear before our enemies. That is why we do so in the fullest assurance, in the knowledge that indeed, ultimately and in the end, that Biafra will emerge. It is not going to emerge by mere wishful thinking. Biafra will not come by us just wishing it. Biafra will come due to hard work. Biafra will come by the mercy and grace of Chukwu Abiama, the Almighty God. That is why we call upon His holy name. That is why we devote all we do in His honor. That is why every blessing, every adoration, that is why every uplifting of name, that is why each time we kneel to pray, each time we bow our heads to pray, all that we ask for, all that we seek, we do so in the name of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. For He is God and nothing else. That is why we praise Him. That is why we adore Him. That is why He is with us. That is why we are unrelenting. That is why we don't intend to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender, because the mercy, the understanding, the grace, the strength of the Most High God is with us all the time. That is why we do what we do. The reason why we were made in the first place is to come here to praise God. And that is what we must do, because we are Biafrans, a very special breed, descended direct from heaven itself. And that is what we are on earth to do. And the ushering in of this very new republic, this very place that have existed before, that was obliterated by the wickedness of man, is a testimony, it is a statement of fact, it is a reaffirmation that anything organic, anything that is natural, can never ever be displaced by unnatural forces. The creation of the abomination called the Zoological Republic that have now launched yet another ID card scheme. they are the ones that are unnatural. Nigeria is an illegal creation because the zoo is not an organically imaged process. It did not come as a result of the normal process or the natural creation of a state or a nation. It emerged because one single human being descended, our people filled with inferiority complex, accepted the creation of the abominable monstrosity called Nigeria, a place not just rife with corruption, but a place where if you are born into it, you are corrupt. Any bad thing that I may have done in my life, I did so because of I was holding the Nigerian passport. Essentially, it turns you into a criminal. It turns you into a vagabond. That is what it does to you. It is something very, very spiritual. If you say you are a Nigerian, you are indeed in one almighty mess. That is what we are doing here, trying to offer you a way out of iniquity into salvation. That is what Biafra represents, a march in light. We are heading towards light. We are heading towards salvation. We are heading towards hope. The zoo called Nigeria represents hopelessness. Anybody who stupidly or inadvertently refers to him or herself as a Nigerian is raining curse upon his head and that of the family. Because Frederick Lugard is indeed your God. Because Frederick Lugard is the creator of the Zoological Republic. We have said it before and we will continue to reaffirm that the creator of the heavens and the earth is Chukwu Abiama, and only he is worthy to be praised. He is the creator of Biafra land. Therefore, we must not bow before anything else. We should not. We should only kneel, we should only bow our heads in supplication any time we offer prayers or praise to Chukwu Abiama and nothing else. If you're a Nigerian, then Frederick Lugard is your God. It is another underscoring of the stupidity and hopelessness of people from sub-Saharan Africa that they accept all these monstrosities created, all this partitioning done by some Europeans. It is rather very, very pathetic that men grow up and they claim they are educated, they claim they are wise, they claim they are polished, they claim they are civilized, yet they accept the boundaries, they accept the structures, they accept the limitations placed upon them by those colonial institutions. That is why Africa will remain very poor. It is also gladdening to know that people are listening to Radio Biafra. When they make their arguments, when they make their counter-arguments, they go and they quote Radio Biafra verbatim. That is what they do. They may not give us credit, but we know that the whole world is listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. If you want to be informed, if you want to debate intellectually, if you wish to go out and discuss issues with the wealth, I would say, of knowledge, then we are to acquire it. It's no other place than Radio Biafra. That is where everybody listens to Radio Biafra. And from some of the news that we are seeing, people are reporting themselves on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. It is quite apparent that people listen to Radio Biafra. And from Radio Biafra, they articulate, they forge, they formulate their reasoning and their argument with which they go forth to try to prevail in any discussion regarding the hopelessness and the stupidity of that very entity of death called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Therefore, I welcome you. People are listening all over the world, either via satellite, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster, or you are listening to us via any of our web portals, ostensibly www.radiobiafra.co, which is our main website. We are also on BiafraRestoration.com. If you have not downloaded TuneIn app, you must endeavor to do so. Go to your phone, search for TuneIn, go and download the app. TuneIn is T-U-N-E-I-N. Go and download it. On TuneIn is where you have listed very serious radio stations around the world. If you are not a credible radio station, you cannot be on TuneIn. If you go there, download your app, pin it on your front screen. Anytime you tap on it, you will go straight away into Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Forest as well. In fact, if you go to Google, type, I want to listen to Radio Biafra, it will tell you the means and ways through which you can indeed join this very live broadcast this very morning. For those of you who are already listening, I will ask you to tell those who are not yet listening, because when we share the information in our possession, when we disseminate knowledge, when we bring them to the awareness of what is truly happening within the zoological republic, then indeed you will see their reaction. They will become part of this family. Our exponential growth and rise will continue phenomenally, and indeed we will rise up, as they say, where we come from, Ugobike, and overwhelm all these forces that have been working against us for very many years. That is why I welcome you. That is why we will welcome you. And as soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to join us, I will not hesitate to bring the barrister to your attention. But for now, wherever you are, you must take note, you must take heed, you must be aware, you must know that we always run an interactive program on Radio Biafra. Therefore, if you call us on the phone, if you call us via Skype, if you call us via Viber or Tango, we are obliged to take your call. And once we do so, you will speak from wherever you are in the world, and the rest of humanity will be able to listen to you. They will listen to you. Because if you are in Canada, if you are in Cambodia, if you are in Romania, if you are in Rwanda, if you are in Angola, if you are in Andorra, it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you are on the surface of this very earth and you have internet accessibility, you will receive Radio Biafra. As long as you are in Africa, in South America, in the Middle East, in some parts of Asia, in the United States of America, and you have access to free to air satellite decoder, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. We are also grateful to our European rep, Edoziem, who has kindly donated two satellite equipment, so to speak, a decoder and also a dish for installation in public places. And one of them has been made available to a local church, where people are this very morning listening to Radio Biafra. That is how critical it is. If you can come forward, if you can step forward to ensure that the support our people are getting back home, because as you can see, a lot of people are now calling us from back in the blessed, in the sceptred, in the holy land of Biafra. And for that reason, that goes to confirm that people are listening to us via satellite. The more satellites we make available to them, the better, because we know for sure that our transmitter is our final delivery mechanism. If we try to install it prematurely, it will be destroyed, and we don't want that to happen. What we are asking people to do is to ensure that the dissemination of the information that we're bringing to the knowledge and attention of our people continues relentlessly through satellite, because there is nothing anybody can do about it. You cannot jam satellite, you cannot destroy it. Because of that, that remains the safest option, the safest bet for us to continue. Bet our transmitter will come, and when it does come, you will see what will happen. All other of our projects are going on swimmingly well. There is nothing stopping us. All we are asking for continually is your support, is your dedication to what we are doing, is your continued courage in the face of adversity, and to understand that we do not relent, we do not surrender, we do not... There is nothing we are going to do apart from go forth to go and get Biafra, and in so doing, ensure that the name of Chukwu Abiama is praised on this very earth forever and ever. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. Once again, those numbers you should call when our lines open remains 0044 or +44, as the case may be. There is a new format, and it's far more safer and easier for people to remember and to dial +44 78 31 0208-3386. That is the Radio Biafra principal line, +44 78 31 30 8 3 7 6. We also have another line, +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. That is the other number. We are also on Radio Biafra 1 and also on Radio Biafra on those two platforms via Skype. You will also be able to get through to us. If you still have the Viber number for our studio line in Biafra land, you will also be able to get through to us via that very means as well. All our lines are open, and when we invite you to call us, please endeavor to do so. This is Radio Biafra welcoming you wherever you are once again all around the world. Go and tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone around you that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Tell them that what must happen is that this is the only place where they can congregate. Tell them that the only thing you can do is to ensure that people are saying that the voice is cracking up. I do not know. Obi Ukwoma is telling me that the voice is getting cracked. I don't know if that's still the case or if that has now been corrected. I don't think it is cracking up, actually, as a matter of fact. No, it isn't. I'm not getting any complaint because other people are listening as well. Kem Denchuku is also listening from Texas and is not cracking up. If it is, I'm sure she would have told me. This is Radio Biafra welcome you wherever you are on this planet once again. And as I reminded you earlier, I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Always a privilege, always an honor to serve my people, because they are the only people worth serving on this very earth. That is why the work we do is sacred. That is why the work we do is very holy. When you are trying to extricate holy people, people who are the children of the Most High God, from all manner of iniquitous existence, therefore the work you are doing is very holy. I must at this very point in time announced that the very eminent barrister, attorney at law, Barrister Memuzi, is with us. I will not hesitate any further. I shall go straight to the barrister himself. Barrister, can you hear me? Because our people can hear me, and I also want them to hear you.
Absolutely, Barrister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Another morning, another good day for Biafrans and people in the world at large. We bring Radio Biafra to you every day, twice, morning and evening. We always thank you for your listenership. We thank you for your cooperation. We thank you for your support. We thank you for all the assistance you're giving to Radio Biafra and to the people of indigenous people of Biafra. We thank you for joining us. And of course, we also request you tell those around you to listen to Radio Biafra, especially those in the supreme land of Biafra, where we are all trying, struggling to bring about the restoration of that supreme land, Biafra land. Radio Biafra is like pregnancy. You can never cover it up. You can never stop us. We are on the move. What we do here is legal. What we do here is legitimate. If you are suffering and you don't speak, nobody will know. Radio Biafra is speaking out for those who have been marginalized, those who have been squashed, those who have been enslaved right from when Lugard entered into our land, entered into our villages and towns. Things have never been the same ever since then. We are now trying to restore change, bring back the originality of our being, so that Chukwu Abiyama will take the glory of him creating us. But thank you, and please do not forget the normal protocols, that once you hear your name or hear that you've been called by director Nnamdi Kanu, the manager who is leading Radio Biafra and who will lead us into the certain spiritual land of Biafra, just turn off your listening devices and speak to him and speak to the world. We thank you once again, and I will say good morning. Back to you, director.
The very eminent barrister himself, Anthony Atlow, Barrister Mamezu, it is always a pleasure, and I'm glad that you are with us this very morning. As always, your service and dedication to your country will one day be properly acknowledged and placed in its rightful context. But for now, we must work the same way that you are working for your country, ensuring that no Biafran is deported. Very, very important. Because here on Radio Biafra, any skill you possess, any talent you have, you deploy it in the service of your country. Not only does the very eminent barrister himself support this very effort in every way possible that he could, he is also deploying his professional skills and his range of understanding in ensuring that once you say you are a Biafran, you remain here. And of course, we are owing him money. People don't know that. We are owing the barrister money for the work he has done for our people to ensure that we don't get deported. But I did assure him that very, very shortly we shall be able to settle that as well. Not only does barrister comment, not only is barrister an editorial board member, barrister also works for Biafran people in more ways than one. In more ways than one. I wish all of us can be like him. I wish all of us can try to emulate him in his service to his country. This is Radio Biafra, and we are here to do this very work, which we must do, which we must do. Sometimes the dedication and the sacrifice of the robot of Radio Biafra, Carol Monday, as we speak, is in Oslo, Norway. I will be joining her later today. HMFO tirelessly worked very hard, even yesterday, anchored this very program. People don't understand what we have to go through to ensure that Radio Biafra is on the air. If you don't want to, if you don't know what it means, ask a few of the places where we have been to. They did not have to anchor any program or do anything, all running around trying to support us. When we left, they fell ill. That is how hard it is. It is not as easy as it looks sometimes, but we thank Chukwu Abiyama for his grace. We thank him for his strength. We thank him for his unfailing and abiding love. We thank him for finding us worthy to go and spearhead this very sacred project, the most sacred of his very kind anywhere on this very earth. Trying to save 60 million people is not a joke. That is what we are involved in doing. And in so doing as well, I hasten to add, educate them, inform them, prepare their minds, prepare their body and their soul to go and embrace this very inheritance and ensure that it is firmly anchored on the sound pillars of truth and honesty. Our work is not just one to go and get Biafra. Politically, no. It is also to prepare our people mentally and spiritually. It is also to prepare our people to imbibe them with the consciousness required to be able to run an acceptable civilized society. It takes a lot of work, education, and that is what we are doing here on Radio Biafra, and we are not going to fail you. Do not fail us as well. We have the defense fund going. We also need support. Our PayPal is there. Go and support us if you want to support us, if you like what we are doing. Go to your nearest family meeting. If there is none, you start one where you are. That is why America is developed, Canada is developed, all these other places, even in Europe. People worked hard. It is not due to prayer alone. You just can't pray and things will happen. It will never happen. You have to work hard at it. If you know how hard we worked to get Radio Biafra to where we are today, you won't believe it. There are people dancing all over the place, lying and deceiving themselves. We are the indigenous people of Biafra, registered at the United Nations as such. We do not lie, we do not deceive. We do not go to Nigeria and register to serve everybody and then come out behind the door and claim that we are serving Biafran people. We don't romance Nigeria. We are not Muslims. We are not Biafran Muslims. There are Biafran Muslims, people using the name of Biafra to go and serve Islam. Those of them using the name of Biafra to follow Rocha Sokorocha, to go and serve the interest of APC, God will punish all of them one after the other. They will be destroyed. They are more dangerous than Owasrike. They will be destroyed, all of them, one after the other. We assure them of that. They should prepare. We will destroy them one after the other. We told Owasrike you will be gone. Owasrike is gone. We are going to make sure that these fake, fictitious Islamic Biafrans are also dealt with. Following Rocha Sokorocha, banding about with our name, thinking that they can get away with it. They are finished. They are in very serious trouble. We assure them of that. Any enemy we come across, we defeat, we crush. Anyone at all. They are the next in line. And they will be defeated because they are the enemies of the people. Working with Rocha Sokorocha is an anathema. It is an apostasy. You don't try it. You don't do it. It is a crime against the memory of the 3.5 million dead. 3.5 million people who are dead. UHMFO must continue to expose these very criminals, these vagabonds, these people who think that they can play with the name of Biafra. They will not go free. They will not go free. We can never forgive them. We can never forget what they have done. Their treachery, their evil, their cowardice is there for all to see. We can never, ever, ever forgive these people because they are patently evil. To use the name of Biafra to serve the same people that killed 3.5 million of our people is unacceptable. To go and have men who all their lives have served Hausa Fulani interest to say that these men are serving Biafra is an insult to our people. To go actively campaigning for a politician who is interested in deepening the Islamization of our people is something that is suicidal. Suicidal. These people are finished. They think they can deceive all the people all the time. The answer is no, you cannot. You have failed and will continue to fail. No amount of inboxing of people will save you. All of you are dead men walking. All of you, ban on. This is Radio Biafra. Very, very soon, we shall begin to get together what I will refer to as all the resources within our defense fund, all the capabilities that we can muster to go and begin in whatever way we can to address the challenges on the ground. Therefore, we are asking you, if you have not already done so, to ensure you support this very enterprise. If you are a principal officer of this very movement, if you are part of this very glorious family and you have not done so, we expect you to, because we cannot afford to have leaders who preach one thing and then do another. You must support the defense fund as well. Every principal officer must be able to do so. Must be able to do so. If you do not do so, it means you are not worthy to lead our people. We don't want hypocrisy. The things that we do on Radio Biafra is such that we don't believe in hypocrisy. We don't hide and do something at the back, hoping that at the front things will be different for us. No, it is not. We have been blessed. We are where we are today because we are scrupulously clean. We are incorruptible. We do not lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive. Therefore, God must bless us. Incorruptible. We are incorruptible. Whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. That is why we speak with every authority on this very earth when it comes to the issue of Biafra. We are not afraid of anybody because we have no skeletons in our cupboard. You can gossip, you can sneer. We challenge you to come out in the open and state your case. You cannot state it because you are afraid, you are a coward. You cannot debate the issues that you claim that you believe in. That is why we are different. That is why this is Radio Biafra. That is why we are exceptionally formidable. That is why nobody can stop us. Nobody. We are going forward this very morning to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. When you have come to Radio Biafra, you have come to the temple of truth, to the temple of decency, to the temple of righteousness. I believe that very much. All through the grace of our God, Chukwu Abiama. The mass-up crisis deepens as aggrieved commanders meet Colonel Joe Achuzie in Asaba. I don't know why they're meeting Achuzie, but they said they've gone to see him. Lieutenant General Ihejirika fires back calls Nasser El-Rufai a Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram commander. Didn't we tell you before? You know, when we preach on Radio Biafra, some people who are retarded, you know, with African mentality, who don't reason. You think because we are not CNN, because we are not BBC, somehow what we broadcast, what we preach, our analysis, our take, our views, our opinion on things is not doesn't quite count. But I told you before, ultimately, everything you hear on Radio Biafra comes to pass, isn't it? Is that not what I told you? Everything comes to pass. It happens the same way we say it. Did we not tell you that Hausa Fulani people are sponsors of Boko Haram? They are politicians. Did we not tell you that they all contribute? Do you think they are Igbo politicians that behave like idiots? These are the people sponsoring your own killing. They take the oil from your land. They award oil blocks to themselves. They send their children to the finest finishing schools in Geneva and all those places. They buy private jets. They own condos in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and also in Dubai. They come back and they tell you, oh, let's be in one Nigeria, and you agree because you're foolish. Anybody telling you about one Nigeria is gaining something from the zoo in a very criminal fashion as well. Who is a millionaire in the zoo? Who is not a rogue? Name one. The answer is none. El-Rufai has been accused openly of being an Islamic Boko Haram sympathizer and commander, in fact. And El-Rufai is your so-called Nigerian. He's a Nigerian, isn't he? Oh, Nigeria, we hail thee. Nigeria, called to obey. They have called you to obey ignorance, and you're doing so. I feel sorry for our people. If not that, God have actually asked us to come and do something. I don't want to speak against the spirit. There was a time I came very close to asking God never to mix me. If there is something like another life, there are some people I would not want to be created, that is to become close to. Because their ignorance is stupefying. It turns into something else. The stupidity I see around me, the inability of people to reason, is staggering. Somebody is telling you, let's be one Nigeria. But this idiot is behind the scenes sponsoring Boko Haram to kill you. Because you are in the same one Nigeria. Oh God, hypocrisy and black people from Africa. Hypocrisy. We continue. Ebola virus has killed yet another doctor who treated the Liberian American Patrick Sawyer. This doctor died in Port Harcourt. Patrick Sawyer was sent by those that infected him to come to the zoo to kill as many people as possible. The experimental drugs they are using on Americans has worked, but they cannot bring it to use on black people, and Obama is the black president of America. People are very crazy. We continue. Cameroonian soldiers shell Boko Haram terrorist camp inside the zoo. This is something that Hausa Fulani so-called army officers cannot do. But Cameroon is doing it for them. As if they don't have shell anymore. How about the equipment you used at Odi? How about when you came to Sack Warrior and all those places you killed women and children? Have you forgotten? You say you're fighting militancy. Have you forgotten under Yaradua? Did you see the Hausa general descent when he came into war? He was coming as if he has conquered a country. Where are those Hausa Fulani generals now in this very battle? When it comes to killing unarmed civilians and market women, you are a general. When it comes to fighting a useless, decrepit, albeit motivated army like Boko Haram, you are found wanting. You cannot shell Boko Haram camp, but you came to the coastal regions of Biafra land, and we are shelling people and killing people. Have you forgotten? You deployed the jet at Hodi. I said to people that for you to understand the way the zoo works, you have to follow the behavior of the animals in it. Nigeria can never give you respect unless you have guns and bombs. Never. We can never get Biafra unless we are armed. It is anybody telling you that talking can bring them Biafra, you agitate, is bunkum rubbish. Talking on radio, Biafra cannot give us Biafra. Anybody telling you that is deceiving you. He's talking absolute people. We are here to galvanize. We are here to enthuse. We are here to give you the requisite tools necessary to go and acquire ammunition, to go and blow that very place to the kingdom come. The zoo will be destroyed. That is the only way you get respect. All this nonsense, peaceful actualization will go, bomb, rubbish. Peaceful izushi, peaceful way of stealing. They say it's peaceful actualization. Mad people. Mad people. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists have taken over Mother Galli Catholic Church. And where is the Pope? Our dear Pope Francis, or Pope Sixtus, whatever the name is. Another Catholic Church taken over. I thought Britain is a Christian country. They follow the cross. They do baptism. They do reading song, Holy Communion. Is that not correct? A Catholic Church has been taken over by Islamic terrorists. What are the Christian people in Europe going to do about it? Or are you all Muslims as well? Of course, we suspect all of them are. That is why they are terrified of Islam. Terrified to go and confront Satan. Terrified to go and confront darkness. This very cloud of hell enveloping humanity. Only in Biafra land will that be stopped. We stopped Boko Haram and we have stopped the advance of virulent, violent Islam into the territories of God. Give us the help. We're not asking you to intervene. In fact, even stay outside. Don't meddle in what we're doing. And you see what will happen. If this nonsense continues, the taking over of our churches, as they have taken over, they love Catholic Church so much, I don't know why. Maybe it is the way the Reverend Sisters dress. You know, they look like them. I don't know why. I don't know what is going on. But if we allow the continued takeover of territories and our infrastructure that defines the faith of some people, then we are in one almighty mess. One almighty mess. Our people don't listen. We are mostly, you know, Igbo people and Igbo men don't think 2 weeks ahead. It's only buying and selling. If we don't plan ahead, we are finished. Thankfully, all of these broadcasts, they are saved on cloud. In other words, you can't destroy it. When it starts happening, we will not broadcast Radio Biafra again. We're playing it for you. And say, did you know when we said this and said that? That is why now is the time. Don't do penny wise, pound foolish. Because the money we are asking you to bring to help us to buy weapons, I don't want to embellish it. Before you defend yourself, you need to buy weapons. America is defending itself with weapons, isn't it? Everybody. Boko Haram has weapons, so does the zoo army as well, don't they? People want to defend themselves. Who is defending Biafra land? I say, oh, Peter Obi, oh, Haneze. Oh, Haneze is in the kitchen somewhere cooking for Arewa Forum in the north. There are boy in the kitchen running around asking for crumbs. They come back with their useless red cap and be talking rubbish in the basin land of Biafra. As somebody said, Alagebido Kubu will have very shortly. The land will kill all of them. I told you after the 30th of May what will happen. The land will start killing them very, very soon. All of them, they will be decimated. Mad people. Lunatics. They are the ones telling us rubbish about one Nigeria. They need to be, oh, you fought a war before and you lost. You don't want to fight again. Israel has been fighting war from day one. From the day Israel went into the land of Canaan until today, are they not fighting? Huh? Because Chukwu Abiyama told us in the Bible, in the scriptures, that those of them that watch over Israel shall not sleep. Our late leader told you, Onyo Wolandi Robaro Kri Kiri ne Chendo Hanche. Ichendo Hanche means you have to be awake.
In other words, if you were to come to war to defend your ideals, you do so. Our people claim they go to school. They don't know nothing. Their brains are empty. What do you understand by that? He who is surrounded by enemies, you never go to sleep. You have to be awake now. Are you going to be awake with bow and arrow? You know, people, some of us don't quite follow simple logic, you know. Ojukwu said, Onye ọwụla ndị nrọ gbara okirikiri na-eche ndụ ya nche, ma onye ọwụla ndị nrọ gbara gburugburu na-eche ndụ ya nche. How do you intend to be a security guard for your country? By talking on radio? Is that how you do it? Or with bow and arrow? Or with a prayer and fasting? Our people should wake up, please. You are not the only people that fought a war. Israel is still at war today. Go and read your Bible. Go and read them even from Exodus. Exodus in the Bible. Till today. They are still fighting. Why are they fighting? To defend their status, to defend themselves. They did not fight for a while. They were in exile for 2,000 years. They were scattered all over the world and butchered. Because they said, oh, let us be peaceful. They were slaughtered in their millions. Until they went back to say, is that what you're doing? We now know. Since they started fighting, who has defeated them? Our people should go back and reason, for goodness sake. Anyway, some of us are from Africa. What do we know? Monkeys from Africa. Corrupt looter and murderer Peter Obi speaks tongue-in-cheek, says Nigerians celebrate corruption. This is the arch-corruptor himself, Peter Obi, who went and took Anambra's money and built a shopping mall. It's from yesterday, but I'm having to add it in this very morning because it merits very detailed analysis. This is the idiot that some of you are following, claiming that he's a campaigner for democracy. I campaigned for him. I was one of those that made him governor of Anambra State. He knows that very well. Go and ask him. He will tell you. He will tell you. Because Ojukwu told us that he's fighting for Abga. With Abga, we unite all the five states, and from there we go to this and that and whatever, and Biafra will come out our own age. Okwasi, Okwasi. Lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. We went and campaigned for this bastard, and look at where they are today. That same shopping mall that he built in Abuja, is it going to come back again? The answer is no. What he's now going to do is to protect his investment. He'll be telling you about one Nigeria. Talking about corruption. It's like Tinubu talking about corruption. These are the people who are corrupt. They come out, we want to eliminate corruption. When you are the embodiment of corruption itself, Peter Obi, a murderer, a mass killer, brutal murderer. Some of the MASOP members that Peter Obi killed in 2006, they are still in mortuary till today. Do you know that? Add a Zuri River to it. You know who you're dealing with. A certified Hausa Fulani servant. A murderer and a killer, an arch looter, took the money belonging to Anambra. He went into, this is a man that claims he's a politician. What he did was to go and form oil company with Emeka Anyaoku, Commonwealth Secretary General. Emeka Anyaoku. I thought you a diplomat, but they're dabbling into oil. They floated Orient Oil, gave some shares to Jonathan, and came to Biafra land to come and start prospecting for oil. Two politicians, Peter Obi, Jonathan, and a diplomat. Are you businessmen? Why are you looking for scavenging for oil? Is that your job? But most of us can't reason anyway. You think that being a politician means that you have to loot, you have to steal, you have to pillage. Now the news in greater detail. Please, you must forgive us this morning. We want to be as thorough as possible. We want to ensure that we present this very news in a manner that it makes sense and meaning to our people. That is the problem we have. Most of us do not reason properly. We don't think like human beings. On Radio Biafra, you're forced to do so. You are forced to reason properly. When you go back, when I finish giving speeches abroad, when I travel to conferences, to events, when I finish speaking, people don't clap. Because they go back and they think of what they have heard. They cannot clap and be joyful or rejoice. No. The time for clapping is coming before we march into battle to go and see our enemies. Then we can give an arousing speech before we go and meet them. Biafra must be baptized in the fire of battle. Any Biafra, let's go and drink tea and conflicts and get Biafra. I am not part of it. I will resign that same day. You people, you should go and get it. And I will praise God for your effort, for me to be at, going from one useless place to another discussing peace. No, I don't want that rubbish. We are going to fight for our country. If we die in the process, all glory will go to Chukwuebiamah. Simple. Mass up crisis, aggrieved commanders meet Colonel George Uzier. We continue. Aggrieved commanders of the movement of recognition of the sovereign state of Biafra, Mass up yesterday, visited Biafra war veteran Colonel George Uzier in Asaba, the Delta State capital, over the leadership crisis rocking the group. It has resulted in the death of six people. Six people are dead already in Mass up. These are the people that came and kidnapped me in 2009. I told them that they would die. Six of them are dead. And counting. Anything we say is gospel. It comes to pass. I told them I did nothing. I have served my country, dedicated everything, sacrificed all that I could for my country. All we did was to speak the truth. They used Biafra to go and be dallying. All these other idiots in APC, Biafra APC movement, they should watch what is happening to these very people. Worse will happen to them. I liken them to Yoruba people. Yoruba punishment in the zoo will be the last and most painful. The same thing will happen to this bunch of Rocha Sokrocha Biafran group. Mad people. We continue. The delegation led by NDBC Igwekaane agreed to drop the sovereign state of Biafra idea and adopt the state of Biafra ideology on the advice of the warlord. Achizie is advising them to drop the word sovereign, which means independence for Biafra, and then adopt a state. Maybe one day we'll have Biafra state, the same way you have Akwa Ibom. You have a Biafra state. The same way you have Imo state. There'll be a rump geographical location somewhere named that Biafra state. These are the words of Achizie, not me. It is what I find astonishing that a man that committed his men into battle and fought gallantly to take over the back from our enemies, having lost untold number of our people, go and read history very well. Go and read history very, very well. On one take, we said no. Achizie led the attack to go and recapture Owerri. And we lost men. The casualties we suffered in the retake of Owerri made Onwuatekwu to fall out with Ojukwu. To say that such should not happen again. And that was the last very major command led by Colonel Achizie. We lost men. We lost men in that very battle. But when Onwuatekwu went and retook Omuahia, Onwuatekwu took Omuahia two times, the casualty figures were not in that numbers as those we lost at Owerri. You are now telling us to abandon that? To abandon sovereign and talk about state of Biafra, which is an autonomous region within the zoo. So why did we go to war? Why did we fight? Why did we lose 3.5 million people? The reason why we point this thing is so that people can understand the implications. If you claim you are fighting for Biafra, you must be grounded in Biafra. You must live and breathe Biafra. Not one day you're a Biafran, next day. Because this very colonel, whom I respect very much, is working for Okorocha. They are the Igbo, Oganiru Ndigbo, garbage. Traveling all over the world, canvassing for Oganiru Ndigbo through APC, Rocha Sokrocha. These are men that we respect, men that we love so much. These are the ones that a faction of Mass Up is running to. Because there is no ideological consistency. Our people are not consistent. So tomorrow morning now, I will leave what I'm doing here and say that BBC gave me a contract to be hosting one useless monkey show for monkeys and baboons from Africa. And then I will tell you, that's a way to do it. I should be shot dead. If you see me, you put a bullet in my head because that's what I deserve. You can't lead men into battle and they die fighting for something. We died in our great numbers. We are still being killed. You're asking us to drop the word sovereign from Biafra and go and do something else. That is madness. That is lunacy. We continue. Speaking with the nation, Igwekani said that the visit was to solicit the assistance of the Ohanaeze chieftain on how to avert the impending bloodbath in Igboland over the alleged betrayal of the Biafran struggle by Wazirike. He said, after the death of Dim Chukwuemeka Ojukwu, Achuze is the next Biafra leader. So we mass up leaders and commanders visited him to complain about the fraudulent activities of Wazirike and ask him and other Igbo leaders to prevail on him to end the spilling of blood of innocent Igbo youths. Now they know. That you people have been killing people all this while. I told them, some of them I know and I like very much in Masop. What you are doing is wrong. It's not freedom fighting. You're a bunch of, you're just like mafiosi in Sicily. You're a criminal group of people. You legitimize criminality by sprinkling Biafra on top of it. You sprinkle a bit of Biafra on top of it to disguise the criminal intent of your founder and your leader, Rafaelo Wasurike, the fajun of our time. It's a criminal enterprise. Never designed to get Biafra. Never ever designed to get Biafra. But designed to gain influence and political relevance, to steal, to pillage, to rape and to kill. Not to go and get Biafra. I feel sorry for all of you. Unless you repent. Unless you repent, leave the entire rubbish called Masop, cleanse yourself, embrace freedom fighting in its purest form, as advocated by the indigenous people of Biafra and preached on this very platform. There is only one IPOB. One. Only one. Not two. Not three. Not four. One indigenous people of Biafra. All over the whole world. Forget about the pretenses or advances of those of them with Rocha Sokorocha. Amazing. We continue. Achuze, who confirmed the visit in a telephone chat with a reporter, said that the leadership of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the apex Igbo sociocultural organization, was opposed to the adoption of the sovereign state of Biafra idea. Ohanaeze is opposed to Biafra independence. Achuze is saying it here now. Achuze phoned Nation newspaper, telling them that Ohanaeze is opposed to the idea. Ohanaeze is opposed to the idea. Oh, my dear Lord, have mercy. My dear Lord, have mercy. Of course, I agree. I remember when I went to see Wazirike once with my wife. Apparently, he was very kind. He drove us that day to Mwahe himself. I sat in the front of the car with him. My wife was at the back of the car. He drove me to Mwahe. When we got to my house in Mwahe, my wife told me that this man is not a freedom fighter. I said, what do you mean? He is my boss, you know. He said, no, he is not a freedom fighter. That was the end of it. And today, I say, yes, of course, you are right. He is not a freedom fighter. It has never been and will never be. Never, ever, ever be one. Amazing. Amazing. Achuzie is confirming Ndibu Negekwantieba. Achuzie is confirming to Nation newspaper. Yes. Some of these young men came to see me. And Ohanaeze is opposed to the idea of independence for Biafra. Not me saying it. I can read it again for you here. Hey, God. Achuzie, who confirmed the visit in a telephone chat with our reporter, said the leadership of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the apex Igbo sociocultural organization, was opposed to the adoption of the sovereign state of Biafra idea. What it means in simple English is, Ohanaeze Ndigbo is opposed to Biafra independence. According to Achuzie, not me. Anything you hear here is gospel. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Truth is life. That is why it is consistent. Eventually, people will come to say that we are right. Six people dead. Those that came to kidnap me in 2009, they are dead. As I told them that they would die, they are dead. Wazirike is the big prize. Udelegeriozuya, vultures will gouge out his eyes from his corpse. Mark my words somewhere. You see what will happen to him. We continue. This is Achuzie now speaking. I love the news this morning. It is fantastic. We'll continue. Achuzie spoke. When I was the secretary of Ohanaeze, we told Owusu-Ike that he should drop the sovereign state idea, because you cannot be talking of a sovereign state within another state. But now that the members have agreed to drop the idea, we now know how to intervene. Now that the remnants of Masov have now decided to drop the idea of sovereignty, which means Masov, even these commanders, some of them that we are hoping to work with, have now agreed to drop the idea of sovereignty, according to Achuzie. But I need to ask them. I need to find, because that wasn't what we discussed during our meeting. That wasn't a discussion. I had a meeting with them at Enugu. It wasn't our discussion. It was not our discussion. Biafra can never ever stop. The sovereign or the sovereignty of Biafra is not negotiable. Not negotiable. Not negotiable. I tell you. I can't understand. They have violence brewing. In a statement by Director of Information Uchenna Amadu, they said, we see that this is another evil plan to sacrifice the blood of members due to the face-off between Owusu-Ike and the police, which resulted in the death of members from Onitsha, who came to dislodge members at Okwe on the order of Owusu-Ike. The death of our members has exposed the selfishness and insensitivity of Chief Owusu-Ike to the plight of members. He does not care about our welfare. He has also enriched himself through the shedding of blood. Agramuna, you see, I want to close this program until our people understand what Radio Biafra does. And maybe we are too cheap. Maybe people should start paying to hear us speak to them. That way they will understand how important what we are saying is. I told you that Owusu-Ike sacrificed the blood of his members in order to sustain himself where he is. Most of you did not. That is why once in a while you call for sit at home, sit in the forest, sit in the marketplace, sit in the bush. So that some of you will die off. Uchenna Amadu is now saying it. Uchenna Amadu was actually the person who led the attack for my kidnapping in 2009. He is now saying, oh God, Ona Ademaki Kukunefekana Hikokoko. Uchenna Amadu is now telling us that Owusu-Ike sacrificed their members' blood. He's saying it here, not me, oh. Not me, please. He is the director of information, not me. So that next time, maybe very soon, we'll start charging people for listening to our sermon, because they think it is cheap, because it is free. Anybody can listen, they think somehow it is very cheap. I'm not Olatunji Adeboye. Maybe if I was, or the general overseer of somewhere, people can take us seriously, or buy us private jets. Maybe one for me, one for Barrister Mammies, one for Uchemefo. I don't know. Because we make these things available to you for free. You think it is easy. You think it is cheap. Everything we tell you comes to pass. It is gospel. Ezukukob. Gospel. We continue. Another confirmation of what Radio Biafra is saying to be true. When we said it, you say, oh no, it is not correct. But now, even the former army chief, Ihejirika, has called El Rufai allegations a diversion to take attention from his own involvement. Former Federal Capital Territory Abuja Minister Malam Nasser El-Rufai and the immediate past Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Azubi Kinhejirika on Thursday accused each other of sponsoring the deadly Boko Haram sect that has been terrorizing many parts of northern Nigeria since 2001, with over 5,000 people dead. El-Rufai kick-started the accusations on his Facebook page with a post that read, "Breaking news, Sheriff and Kinhejirika just named as Boko Haram kingpins," from a place called Arise TV. He said, "Australian hostage negotiator Stephen Davis has just named former Borno Governor Ali Modu Sheriff and the immediate past Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Ihejirika as the Boko Haram brains on Arise News." Most of you don't understand what is happening, because we should be taking your calls by now, but please hold on to it. We shall open our lines very shortly. Very, very shortly, we shall open our lines. What most people don't quite appreciate nor understand is that Hausa Fulani people, Boko Haram, they have learnt the same tactics that Al-Qaeda used. When Al-Qaeda go and bomb you, like the Twin Towers in America, They will say, oh, it's America, it's George Bush that is funding Al-Qaeda. When they go and kill people somewhere, they will say, oh, it is the CIA or the MI5 that is sponsoring us. Because a governor was named, as a sponsor, chief sponsor of Boko Haram. This El-Rufai had to bring in an Igbo man to give it national coloration, to make it as you appear as if the sponsorship of Boko Haram is a Nigeria problem. But what we take away from this news is that there is a sitting Hausa governor, mind you, who is the sponsor of Boko Haram. The same thing I told you before, that their politicians are the sponsors of Boko Haram. They want to Islamize you. Not even Jonathan. Jonathan is an incompetent buffoon. They want to Islamize you. And they will Islamize you. Because there is nothing you can do about it. Your own politicians are busy building shopping malls in their own area. They have managed to convert your own politicians into Islam. They have managed to set up a small romp Biafran group, a collection of desperate, poverty-stricken people, and call them Biafrans, in the name of Hausa Fulani. Now they are calling Ihejirika that they removed for fighting Boko Haram. He is now accusing Ihejirika of being Boko Haram. And Ihejirika, of course, he fired back and said, this is who you are. David said Boko Haram commanders that he has been negotiating with were the source of his information. The kingpins not only finance Boko Haram operations, but select targets for assassinations and executions. The place is a zoo. I told you, where dog eats dog. They hunt themselves down to extinction. That is what they do. And that is why the zoo is finished. And Ihejirika, in response, said that El-Rufai is a sponsor of Boko Haram. Which one is far more believable? Ihejirika, who has been fighting Boko Haram, that the Sultan of Sokoto asked for his removal and Jonathan removed him. Or is it El-Rufai? These are Hausa people. They will support the propagation of Islam through violence. They will kill people. They will pillage. They will loot. They will cheat. They will kill. Everywhere, there is one killing machine or the other. In Igbo land, you have a Wazirika and his Masop. These are extortion. Mafia is even better than them. Mafia is into business. If you don't pay them protection fees or racketeering fees, they can kill you or whatever. A Wazirika's own is that he has, oh God, even Satan is better than him. At least Satan was being honest. This man is evil. Potently evil. By the time you realize the damage he has done to your psyche, to your brain, it will be too late. Of course, we are black African people. What do we know? Do we analyze things? The answer is no. We continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists, Boko Haram, take over Madagali Catholic Church. The Catholic Church on Thursday complained that Boko Haram insurgents has taken over the parish church house, as well as houses of Christians in Madagali, Adamawa State. Houses of who are Christians in Adamawa State? Ndi Igbo ka habo. Biafrans. Their homes have been taken over. I told you in 2009, all those useless rubbish you're building will be taken over. It has been in Adamawa. Your stupidity is your undoing, Igbo people. We are here to remind you, that's what we do. Remind you of your hopelessness. It has happened. Your house is taken over. The church that you built is taken over. The Catholic church in Rome built it for you. The answer is no. You contributed money from your hard-earned cash and or acquired through buying and selling. With £20 they gave you after the war, you built everything that you have. You still went back to Hausa land to go and build property and houses when the ones you built before they took from you and destroyed them. You went to that place before, you came back as corpses, as dead people. You went back to the same place to go and build a house. You deserve to be shot dead. Boko Haram, please don't take over the houses. Kill all of them because they're foolish. Igbo, foolish people. Igbo people. Foolish. And the worst part of it is that they'll be basking in the ignorance which they are swimming in. And they think they're having fun. How was Sama here? But now your Catholic church has been taken over. How much are they now have brain, don't they? Foolishness. We continue. The church is an... In an electronic press statement by the director, Catholic Social Communications, in charge of that very area, Reverend Father Gideon Obasogie said that though the members of Boko Haram had been known not to discriminate in their attacks, it however seemed that Christians and Christian institutions has been at the receiving end of the sex mayhem. Look at the stupidity. How many mosques have they attacked? You want to appear to be politically correct, and that's why they're killing you. Please, Boko Haram, continue. If you see them, they kill them off. They are mad people. We continue. They have taken over the church. Why wouldn't they take over the church? Why wouldn't they? Is the church in your own land? You leave this sickness, you travel to Madagali to go and build the church. They should assemble all of you inside the church and blow it up. That's what befits you people. You were there before. 66, they killed you. In fact, 57, they killed you. 62, they killed you. 66, they killed you. You still went back to the same place to go and build a church. Are you not foolish? Don't you deserve to die? Mad people. Stay in the north now. Cameroonian soldiers have launched further attacks against Boko Haram insurgents, shelling one of the sex camps inside the zoo. The Cameroonian soldiers launched the attack across the Nigerian border and killed many of the soldiers, a security official said it on Thursday. And you call the zoo a sovereign nation, that Cameroon can decide to have its share land in the territories of the zoo. That is why I say to some of you that you go to school, you don't actually learn. You don't learn anything at all. No country in this world will allow their territories to be shelled as long as there has not been any total declaration of war. It is impossible. It is not done. Even I will give you historical instances because here we are learned. Go to your former. Learned people are here. I will give you a historical instance. In the Second World War, Germany was at war with the whole world, so to speak. Hitler was bombing London. When America declared war, following the attack on Pearl Harbor by Japan, the United States Congress declared war on Germany, Japan, and all their allies. America never dropped a bomb on Britain. Instead, it gave tactical support. It gave men, material, and weaponry under the supreme command of British officers to defend United Kingdom against Luftwaffe bombardment. Cameroon shelling or allowing... maybe it is too complex. Some people won't understand it. But what I'm saying in essence is that you cannot shell a country that claims to be sovereign. You can't do that, regardless of the problems there, because you are not at war with them. What Cameroon did is a declaration of war. But some of us don't quite understand the niceties of international relations. You don't quite appreciate the magnitude of what is happening. Most of you are not learned. You may have a certificate. You can be able to read and write and spell your name. But it does not mean that you're learned. Because if you are, you will know that what Cameroon did is a declaration of war. But you don't understand it. You will say, oh, it's Boko Haram. They are shelling Boko Haram. But at least they have done something. Our lines are now open. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 29th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is standing at 8 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. We are also on Skype, of course. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra 1. We are also on Radio Biafra. In terms of telephone numbers, if you're looking for a number to call, it is +44 78 31 30 83 76. The other number is +44 208 133 9976. I am going back to the barrister. The barrister has remained with me. Barrister is very, very faithful. Barrister is faithful. He has remained with me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. I am beginning to wonder if you can hear me, because if you can, I will like you to please bring your understanding, your perspective, your reasoning, your take on what we are presenting this morning, please, if you may.
Thank you, Director.
The news, as always, well descriptive, well emphatic, and magnanimously put forward before us. It's already been explained by your wisdom, by the way you see things. Director, without any further ado, Cameroon crossing into the Zulu territory is an affront. But of course, Goodluck Jonathan is busy thinking of identity card for who? He could not deal with a legal crisis within him. He wants to create more. Bringing ID card to who? To House of Fulani Boko Haram? Or to the innocent Biafrans that are trying to make ends meet? Who is he describing and bringing ID for? That man is not only useless, he's senseless. He's not handling the problems under him. Cameroon cross over to come and fight Boko Haram for you. But it's fine for them to kill people in Odi, for them to go to Bayelsa and kill people by Obasanjo. They could not kill Boko Haram anymore. Can you see the discrimination, the wickedness of man, inhumane way of treating other people just because they are in the eastern region, because they are Biafrans? Director, we are taking notes. Why is Ihejirika was there? Ihejirika was planning to bring about military zones in the eastern region. When we heard it, some of us hailed him. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram said, Mba, Jonathan, remove him. Because if we put military zones in the east, they will use it against us. They removed him. Right from inception, we have always said here on Radio Biafra, we coined that name, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, because there's no difference to all of them, from their politicians to the infantry in the barracks. You cannot differentiate from a chicken to hen. They are all the same. Now, Hejirika is now bringing it forward. We have said it 3 years ago. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. From Buhari to Shehu. All of them are the same. During the day, they put on their suit and aguada, their politicians. In the night, they all wear military uniform, attacking and killing people. Yet, some of our foolish Igbo men and women are coming close to them for the sake of pittance, for the sake of the money that is coming from your land, from the oil from Biafra. They use influence. They use what the British people gave them, dominance ideology, to capture our people, to hoodwink them, to cover their faces, and tell them, one Nigeria, they laugh at you behind. As Director rightly put it, there is no other country you will hear one this or one that. Only in that zoo, one Nigeria. And we're not one. A wicked creation that has killed our people. Director, you keep saying 3 points. We are saying 5.2. I asked you this question before. Has there been any corroboration that this is the number British people gave us as our people that died? Because they will always minimize any atrocious act they performed. 5.2 counting of Biafrans that are dead. Not 3, Director, because you're quoting from the British statistics. Remember when they forged the population census? I reverse it and saying that the houses have more numbers than us. How could that be? Lo and behold, we discovered all these things. We have investigated and see certain things we are told by the BBC, none of them are true, and they are not honest. Here on Radio Biafra, when we talk, we refer you, go to the same book they preached and they put it, they hide it and give you opposite idea. And our people will hang on it because it's produced by a European. We have come of age. We cannot see something that is bad and we embrace it. We hug it, acknowledge that it's right. What is wrong is wrong. And you cannot make wrong to be right. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Yoruba people will tell you, Nkotio Dao, that what is not good is not good. And that what we are preaching here is because of the wickedness, the evil that's been perpetrated on our people against their friends. We don't have guns. All we do is trading, working, making money to look after our families. After we've been denied of all we had before 1967, after which Awolowo gave each family £20. And that £20 is what we have been using, and stupidly our people went back to North, start building, went back to Lagos, start building. From the century pounds to Kwadiama, quadrupled it for us, but we use the other side of our brain that doesn't think to go back and start amassing wealth for them. You're either in Lagos or you're in Abuja. What happened to Biafra land? Where the milk and honey is flowing from? Your enemies are going there, tapping it and bringing it into their region. Go to Ibadan. You have oil well there, all the way from Biafra land. Go to Kaduna. Oil is pumping. Did they have it? No. Stealing from us. And then they will contract few individuals. They make a work with them. And those who believe in Commonwealth that has never achieved anything for Biafrans. We have been abused all over the world. Commonwealth. See Biafran being chained. What did he do? Just because his paper has run out. You come to my country. Visa free. You come back to your home. Created all barriers. Every day we have laws changed in this country under immigration so as to prevent people from coming. But the law they put for the past 100 years remain the same. The people in the zoo don't change law. But here they change laws every day, director. Every day.
Every day they change. That's why they're sitting there. That's why they're parliamentarians. They review the law.
Every day. Even they change laws.
If they don't change it, they review it and amend it.
Every day, director. But the ones they instituted in the zoo remain fixed and permanent. Where is the justification? You preach to me, you do opposite. And then we will talk about law, equity, and justice. Justice for a few, and wickedness for the others. For those who could not talk, we say, we know, we appreciate all the attacks here on Radio Biafra, so that we don't talk. I said earlier, Radio Biafra is like pregnancy. You can never cover us. We have different channels. If we stop this one, we have to engage another. That's what we do here. Because Kwadiama gave us this brain of facility. What a shame that some of our people, director, I must add, when Achizie was talking, said few Mazob, not all of them, the ones you have agreement with, remain as it is. Only three of them. And those who are telling you about Wazirike, some of them are his people because they have direct contact with him, using your own personal person to sacrifice so as to glorify your own movement, your own life. I've said this before. Anybody who destroys in order for him to climb, you'll be destroyed when you get there. You cannot destroy somebody in order to go to the highest and then thinking that you'll get there. You'll be destroyed. That's the law of karma. Righteousness leads a man or woman. Wickedness will await anybody at the doorstep of his own success. He has always been written, and that's the way it is. Hejirika is now telling the house of Fulani Boko Haram that this is what they are doing. Because he was there, they moved him out. You know, no matter how any Biafra will become Muslim, they will still not trust you because our mind is not the same. You can never see a ram and a sheep and put them together. They are not. Monkeys and baboons are not the same. Regardless, they can move together. Even they don't, if they hardly do. Watch Animal Channel and see what gorillas do to monkeys. They all walk on hind legs. But they are not the same. Their thinking faculties are never the same. Be a Biafra Muslim, you are still a Biafran. That Muslim there is artificial. It does not wash. When time for sacrifice comes, you are the first person they will take to sacrifice with. Quote it anytime. Biafrans, be who you are. Stop becoming too fake against your own people. Because a cow is a cow, a cat is a cat. Can never mix, regardless how you try to make it. One late musician, Prince Nico, he said a banana tree can never be straightened. If you try to straighten it, you either wellinga. If you don't wellinga, you will shangola. What is straight is straight, and what is bent, you can never straighten it. Right? Or what we preach here is gospel. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. We are calling on our people to go on a straight path. Leave that little money pittance you collect here and there to soil yourself and soil and betray your people. Your family will be at the brunt at the end. You might think it's only you because you are enjoying. At some point in time, your enjoyment will come to a halt. Then you look back, you see nobody. Life is what you make of it. Biafrans, we preach to you here daily. We preach to you here morning, evening. We are not talking because we are talking for ourselves. We are talking to us, for and to everybody. If it's good for you, it'll be good for me. We are shouting because we don't like the way our people are being treated worldwide. Why? Because we are all over the place. I don't blame all of us. Because the condition back home made all of us to flee. Some of us here came in as students. Some came because of economic strangulations. Some of us here because they are being forced because of political reasons or the other. But whatever it is, we have decided to go back home. And nothing will ever stop what we are doing here. Let me give way. Good morning.
Good morning. That was the very eminent barrister, not an law barrister. Mamezu, thank you for that, barrister. And our lines are now open. You can call Radio Biafra and we will take your call. Once again, the number is +44208-133-9976 and also +44 78 313 0836 +44 78 313 0836 Any of these numbers you call, we should be able to take your call. And also, our Skype line is open as well. Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. If you call it also, we will be able to take your call. Our lines are open. If you call us now, we shall and must be able to take your call. We have a caller on Skype, I believe. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, Manukar, I can hear you. My name is Chukwu Okonkwo from Dakar, Senegal. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm from Idemi North local government in Anambra State. I thank you for the news. Today's news is somehow interesting. I really enjoyed today's news.
Yes. Bear with me. Chukwu, bear with me. I need to switch your lines. Do bear with me because you are coming through to us on one single channel. Please bear with me. I need to switch your lines. Once I do so, I'm sure we can hear you better. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
It's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, my director, let me start by talking about Wazirike. For most that I know, Wazirike is a ritualist. He sacrificed blood to get power and rest of them. Some people may know, but I really know. Some people are following him foolishly. And I'm director, I was the one who called you, I think, last week or last 2 weeks. I wanted to talk about my dream, and Chibwe started disturbing me. I cut off the call, which you say that somebody called from Dakar, Senegal, as if he's in nursery school. I don't know whether I can remember. Yes, I was the one. So I still want to talk about that, my dream, because day before yesterday, our prophet called and was talking about building an altar. a temple, which he said that he will not mention where he will be for now. In my dream, it's still the same thing, because I saw I was in Onisha area. You are passing from a helicopter.
I was passing in a helicopter in your dream.
Yeah, you are broadcasting from there, but I was hearing your voice in there, but I say,
was the man messing with me, or was I alone?
No, I didn't know you were with inside it. I didn't see you, but I was hearing the noise. Then I noticed you landed. So without rush, I was with my friends. Without rush, where you landed to know what's going on. I saw you. I saw Reverend Father Mbaka and a reverend sister in a big altar. Then in that dream, you told me that this place is the altar of Igwenre, the original altar of Igwenre in that town. But you are rebuilding it because we need that where we start to Gwabian. So I was, wow, we all knelt down and we are praying. But suddenly, I didn't hear your voice again. I opened my eyes. I noticed you have left, you and Reverend Father Mbaka left the place, remaining me and my friends and the Reverend Sister. Reverend Sister said she will be the one to take care of, as a caretaker, anytime you visit the temple, that she will be the one, she will be coming once in a while. So, yeah, I said, well, that we didn't know that we're supposed to.
Yes, can you hear
give
me?
You give money in form of, let me say, in form of swings. Yeah, I can hear you. That was also so seed in your life. That was what Reverend Father, the Reverend Sister told us in the dream. That we should have allowed you to leave the altar. That we should have sowed a seed, give money into your life. I woke up, I was wondering, what kind of dream is this? Until I wanted to tell you about the dream, but because of the children, my neighbor's children were crying, so I have to cut off the call. And that was it. Yesterday, our general overseer, like you always call him, repeated the same statement.
Right. Our brother spoke, he spoke very, very eloquently and very well. And that is exactly the same thing as well. We want this dream to come through because we want Biafra to exist in our lifetime. That is the only way we can worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and in all honesty. Chukwu Ebuka, thank you very much. And I hope that our people are doing well in Senegal. I had huge hopes for Senegal. But unfortunately, maybe it was the leadership. I don't know what was going on. Maybe they have... I don't know what happened, but now we are glad that Senegal is rising once again to take their rightful position.
Yes, we are back. It's just a government, government of this place, and because of the visit of the Zou president, but everything is sought.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Thank you very much. And my regards to those children as well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. If you call us, we should and must be able to take your call. Our number once again is +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on the other line as well. We have two telephone lines. The other one is a landline as well. If you call it, we will take your call.
A
caller on that line, you are calling me now. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. I can hear you, which means the world can hear your voice as well. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Azubike Igwebe.
Azubike, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amsterdam, Netherlands.
From the Netherlands. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I really want to thank you for, from the bottom of my heart, I really want to thank you, thank your family, all the people that involve our Ebo Barista, Uchemefo, all the people that God have given to you to work with you, and all the girlfriends all over the world who is doing their best. Mm-hmm. Let me go direct to what I want to say. In me this morning, really, I got tired, the news, mainly concerning the Ebo Ohanaeze. I'm so disappointed, and I'm so ashamed. Yesterday I was reading on some of the posts on the internet, even on the Niger, on the Biafran this page on Radio Biafra page on Facebook. I saw the looking at the Yorubas, how they presented how they presented their flag to the Oni or whatever, and blah blah blah, and thinking of going further to their chiefs and other things to do that. I was telling somebody, I said, look, that this is something we needed. Now, if our own Igbo, instead of them to support their own youths who are getting up to bring freedom to their people, rather than they coming publicly, tears is just coming out of my eyes. How foolish and how stupid these people can be. I don't know what to say. If I tell you that I really know what to say, I really don't know what to say to them. I wish I had gone to shoot all of them. We're talking about freedom and moving forward. They are talking about going to public. That's another betrayer. This is something Ojukwu fought for with the blood of our people. This is something our people suffered for almost 3 years fighting for it. And they're getting up now just because they lost. You know, there's a statement Ojukwu made sometime after the war, after he came back from exile. The great Ojukwu says something. He says that he realized that the losing of the war had affected the minds of his people. I saw it in an interview. He said that he realized that the losing of the war had changed the thinking, the mentality of his people. I think that war, oh my God, I think that war we lost has really, really done mental damage to Igbos. And none of them can reason like a human being anymore. How can we get up and go obliquely to say that the sovereignty of Igbo, of Biafra, for what? Even if he doesn't want to be part of it, why not, return and keep it within him if he thinks he's not part of it? Why should he go publicly to be making such nonsense comments? I'm just thinking, I don't know, but I just pray that God will keep you, and I know that you're a very wise leader, and I totally thank God for your life, and I know that what they say will never have any negative impact in what you are doing. And I pray that at the end, all those that say it, they will get up and renounce and regret and apologize for what they have said. Secondly, yesterday morning, I was listening to, because I woke up very late, I could not listen to the live broadcasting. Then I went to, because every day I must listen to anything that is broadcasted, everything about Radio Biafra, I follow it up every day. Then I went to the website and I listened to it. I had someone called somewhere, he probably said that he during the Biafra they were using, he said he started his own Biafra in 1970, that it's more Biafra than you, if I'm correct or not.
You are correct, yes.
And I really want to, I look into that, I thought about that man a lot. I believe, because you know, everything about Nigeria, they have tactical way of doing things, tactical retreat, tactical way to bring
tactical retreat
bring down people who want to fight for freedom. They have tactical ways to tackle behavior France.
Yes.
So what I want to say, that can be another tactical way, because they might be attacking the behavior France through the media, buying the hackers to hack into the system, sending virus to stop us. I believe that's another, if they're doing it, they're also doing it through people. Because I don't see no, I've been thinking about it. The man's idea and his advices to you was a good one. He's not saying anything bad. That should not withhold him from giving his name. From what I understood when I was listening, I noticed that he has been sending you messages based on the conversation. It's like he has been sending you messages and advices, and all those while he never mentioned his name. Okay. Why can't he mention his name even to your private messages he's sending to you? Why can't he mention his name? What is wrong with his mentioning his name? He kept even asking his name, but tell us, he kept asking him, please, can you tell us his name, your name? He kept maneuvering from here to this one, from here to this one. He don't want to say it. You know, that made me, I remember when Satan tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. He told you Jesus was hungry after fasting for 40 days. He told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn this bread, this stone to turn to bread for you. It was a good advice. Jesus was hungry, he needed food. So why I'm bringing this is that it's not everything that sounds good. People that come with a good idea can also be thinking that they are part of you. Satan was not part of Jesus, but he came to him with advice, can you turn this stone into bread?
Then, but between in between that idea that sounds good and looks nice, there was hidden intentions behind it. So I don't see the reason why that man should be hiding. Even when you ask him his family name, the way he was shaking his mouth to answer it, you find out that the answer was not straight. So for me, I don't agree with that man, and I think such people should be ignored. That's my own suggestion, because I do. There is nothing bad he said. Okay, he's suggesting that we take it easy, that Biafra will come. It's not something bad. Why can't you give us your name? Nigerians will not be looking for you because you suggested that Biafra should not take it. Okay, if you don't want to say it on the public radio, why not say it to you in all the private messages? Why are you keep masking yourself? Not that you are involved in Biafra, not you're involved in the movement, but you're just giving them advice to wait, don't go to war. That's what we were saying. It's not a bad thing. So I believe that the intention is to discourage him. Okay, wait. No, the fire is coming up in the people's hands. I noticed day by day, the thing is fueling. People are getting up. And if other people are getting up, the spirit is getting high in people. People are calling, people are ready, people are willing, people are coming up. Then if wait, I'm not saying that we should just do things without planning, no. But if wait, then you wait. The period, the fire, people waited, and when you see that there is a way the fire will go up, that time action needs to be taken. Then if the fire, the action is not taken that time, you see the fire going down. You see people start getting tired. People start getting weak.
My dear brother, I agree with you. Let me tell you something. I agree with you. What you're saying is entirely correct. Everything you have said, I don't disagree with. But if we have the necessary funding to commence action today, we will today. I will give the order for it to start, and it will start. But the fact of the matter is that we have not collected enough funds yet to commence for even a campaign that can last us for 6 months. It's because the way we are going to fight our own battle is going to be very, very different from the way others are fighting it. You understand? Because we are exclusively relying on ourselves to be able to do this very work. But I do acknowledge what you're saying, that sometimes delay can be very dangerous. We are not delaying anything. We are not delaying, not at all. What we are doing is to ensure that we have sufficient resources to be able to mount something credible, something sustainable for a long period of time. That is what we're trying to do. So I do accept what you're saying, and very soon, of course, we will commence work. Very, very soon. As long as those of them that we spoke to in Masop, the commanders, as long as they are still strong and intact, all those commanders that we spoke to, the good ones amongst them, as long as they are strong and intact, our action will commence very, very soon. We have somebody on the line who has been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me? You are on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Our sister who is on Skype, stay where you are. Can you hear me? They call on the phone. I'm speaking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Thank you so much for accepting my call. This is Onyeka calling from Osaka, Japan.
Osaka, Japan. Can you hear me? No, Onyeka. Where have you people been? These Japan people.
You're
treating us like a mistress of some sort. 1 minute you come, you're all dressed very well and very fine, and the next minute you run off with somebody else. What is going on in Japan?
Everything is working fine here. I would like to start by introducing myself. My name is James Onyeka, a national coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Japan. I'm from Newe, Anambra State, Biafra land. I want to salute your college and also salute Stephen Bezu, Uchem F4, Ikechukwu Enyago, and all the executive council of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and all coordinators and national coordinators. We are doing fine here. We are really doing fine. We are trying our best. We try to organize our people, and we have met several meetings, write even letters to them, talk to so much of our brothers here, but their response is really is what I don't know. Here in Japan, you know, people goes to work and it's all about work. When they finish work, come back home, they are down. But on the day of meeting, we try our best, give information, together with. So I listen to what our former said. So now Japan is active. We are paying our monthly dues on time. So what we can do to complain of what I don't know. Even some guys say that the people like to be some guys that don't have anything in Lagos or in Abuja, that they don't have anything in the West. I say, look at someone talking out of stupidity and his foolishness. getting the Yoruba people build or out of building the heat. So now in Japan is we are on top, and also we are supposed to building our race here and also informing about our readiness to host you for your Asian talk. So we are just working towards that, and also we are about to establish a zone in Tokyo next week, the first week of next month. So I'm hearing you.
I will be in Indonesia on or around the 12th of this very month. From Indonesia, I am traveling to Malaysia, from Malaysia to China. You must find time when I am in that axis of the world for me to be able to come to Gambia, Basozi, Chineke, and Japan. I want to tell them how they are. I want because when I castigate people, I do it in their faces, not behind their back. I want to come to Japan and tell them that they're a disappointment to our people. What is wrong with them? You don't know what is happening back home at all? Are they aware of what is happening back home at all? Are they aware of what is happening? Do they know what
they are aware? They are aware. Even some of us are even mocking us, telling us to first of all do our Nigerian passport before telling them about Biafra. In fact, I have been preaching this thing even far back 4 years ago before the little Biafra, before I met the little Biafra and joined the force immediately. One thing is what you are saying on the air always, that Biafra is a spirit. That once the spirit gets in, once the spirit gets into you, you fall on. So I have discovered that that's what is absolutely true. So definitely, we will not spend this time of your visit in Japan. And I'm working towards that. That is our next goal. So that most of those countries will come face to face, and whatever they have as questions, they will go. Because here, we have mayors, we have great guys who will join us, and we will be paying more than we are paying at most cities, £300. It's a very shameful thing that a mighty nation like Japan will pay £300 a month. So we have guys here who can make it work, but I don't really know. From what I've been following the video, those that are far out, it's coming to the reality that so most of our guys here are really doubt
Former Igbo Union
chairman here, when I went there with the message, he demanded that I wrote a letter to the union. During which I was former secretary, I wrote a letter to them before 30th of May, and none of them could appear. Even to my greatest surprise, I got information that the security of this country went to where they normally do their buying and selling. Ask them how are they preparing about 30th of May. They said that they are.
Hold on. Japanese people went and asked our people how they prepared for 30th of May.
I'm telling you, giving you confirmed information. Went there and asked them how are they preparing on 30th of May, because we went to the headquarters, got the authority on that day. So the police went to where they know our people are in numbers, asked them how are they preparing on that. And they were shocked to hear that from the police. And they are preparing, they are coming. You cannot believe it. There is none of them in that area came to our demonstration. We had one opportunity before, and one that came out on that day of demonstration. So it became a very shameful thing to them. So we are doing all our best. So your coming here will be another issue on the floor that will change some things. Even I have called the one of them in Tokyo, they said he's Nigerian Union president, which somebody in the name of Akebuchiong or something like that, they call him. So I also got the message saying that, why are these people coming? Don't they know my post, something like that? So Igbo people, I cannot explain it. In fact, I always give thanks to God. Say, should he be the one thing for more than 15 years, we have gone forever. You can even talk about Jaffa, a fellow Igbo man, who cut off your neck because you don't believe what you are talking about. So please, we are doing very fine. I also send my greeting to Ofoma. I know he's reaching out now. Even the time Ofoma called, I called my friend in Australia and informed me what is happening. And asked him, have you heard about this? He said he's not interested. I called another guy. So I'm making friends even beside the UAE, calling people to make sure that the time you are also in Trinidad and Tobago, I called one guy, Oliver. Oliver told me he spoke to you face to face. He told you about a kind of prophecy, the way you come out and even you disobeyed, you go like Noah, something like that. So maybe you really can call right. So I was friends in Japan here, but we are very few that believe in what we are doing. my second officer in Madeira to make sure that your visit in Asia this time around, that Japan is not kicked out. So another thing I have to contribute, Director, is we are in Southeast Asia, and this time of living better in the night is the night program. So most of the time, we woke up in the night, and we try to get online. We would try with no way. Somebody woke up 3 a.m. Like, what I'm saying is, the rapid response, the officers, they ran for the officers, should be giving more attention. When somebody calls you, that means an officer is about to give important information. So that's all I want to say. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. We are being told that we have very similar static. I'm getting it here as well. I don't know from where this is coming from, but we are briefly going to take an interlude and then come back, please, because there is serious static and we are trying to recover. Onyeka, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are having very serious static and we are going to go off and then come back, please. I don't understand where that is coming from, but we are seeking to rectify it, please. Don't go away. Welcome back, wonderful people. There was a slight static, and I believe now that problem has been cured. We are welcoming you back. We are here, live and direct, doing what we are supposed to do, and that is to ensure that this very broadcast continues unabated. I don't know if we still have anyone on the line. If we do, we shall go straight to you. We know that our sister rang a while ago, and we are asking them to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, wherever you are. We are welcoming you once again. This is your very first time of joining us, that we are in our live interactive session. The number to call, as always, is +44 78 31 30 8376. Let's go back to the line, please. Onyeka, can you hear? Yes, can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, my last point was concerning the rapid response, Ryan. Here in Japan, we are in the Far East Asia, which I know you know. So sometimes the PM, talking about the PM edition, we woke up 3 a.m. in the morning, try to get along the line, and we call nowhere. So I'm appealing that more attention should be given to this officer's line, so that when officer called, I believe he's calling for an important information. Sometimes we will call to announce our meeting, but we will never be true on the line. So I appeal that more attention should be given to the rapid response line, so that sometimes someone might call to give false information or false image about the country or zone, and the officer would like to countermove that information, but he will never get through. Calling, nobody will not be attended to. So please, I would like more attention to be given to the rapid response line. And also, I want to comment on the posting on the Radio Biafra website. Sometimes people post something that goes negative to what we are doing. Last time I saw the post about one guy who was playing table tennis, and this guy I know from his name is a Yoruba guy, and he was posted on Radio Biafra London that this a Biafran, something like that is a great Biafran. I said, no, this is contradicting our image. So that I said, anytime I went on air, I will complain about that issue. So I want to give others opportunity to air their views also. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. As I said, our lines are back again. We are now open, and thank you for that. I look forward to very soon being in Japan to preach this very gospel in Japan to a largely docile congregation of our people who are in Japan and failing to come out. The same thing with South Korea. That is why Africa is very poor. That is why we continue to suffer. We go to other people's land. We stay there. We make things better. We forget where we come from. We don't want to do anything about where we are coming from. And that is very, very bad. Very, very awful. That is why that level of poverty, of reasoning poverty, spirit poverty of reasoning and inability to take action will continue for a very long time to come. That is why we have no electricity, no water, no sewage system, nothing functions, because we don't want to come back home to replicate exactly the same conditions that we find in our various places of abode and sojourning abroad. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live, we are direct, about to come to a close, I know that for sure. But where I can, I will attempt to compensate for the very, very brief period, I would say,
when we had very serious static problems and had to go away again. If you're joining us, you can also get us on +44 78 313 08 376. That is our line. And also, we are on Skype Radio Biafra 1. Our brother is insisting that we also reopen as a matter of urgency, rapid response for our principal officers to get through when they need to make announcements. And it is something we are going to start doing as quickly as possible. We have people calling us from all over the place. We must go and acknowledge them. We must go to take their call. We have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Okay. My name is Zade Chita Kwachiku. I'm from the state in NDC. But I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question that you confused me, so please. I want you to bear with me.
Go ahead.
This name, Abia. I believe you are from Abia, am I correct?
I'm not from Abia. I'm from Isiama Farukwi Ibeku. Abia is a concoction. Go ahead.
Okay. So, that name, Abia, how does that name come about? And where is the origin of that name?
Abia, they say it is in the Bible. That's why they call it God's own state. Somebody is Abba, it is Abba, and I don't know what the I stands for. Something to do with Abba or Abreba or Hafia, Ikuan or something like that. It is nothing, no direct resonance, but it sounds very good. Abia sounded very nice. Somebody said they saw it in the Bible. Apparently, even my idol, Dr. Emma Yopara, they said was in support or in favor of the creation of an Abia state. So I do not know how true that is. So that is the way it is, my dear brother. I do not think that it is anything to do with any direct descendants. You know, we don't believe in that. I don't believe in that at all. But they say it is biblical, that Abia is in the Bible, and they are going with it.
Okay. Yeah, I think in the Bible also, that's the reason why I want to know. And secondly, one thing I want to say concerning our brother and our leaders in the notion of something, what you are asking to call them. You know, these people, they are people that refuse freedom. In the Bible, we don't understand the book of Exodus 21:5. You see that in those days, even not in those, even up to now, that if you are a Hebrew, when you become a Hebrew, after 7 years, you set him free and he will go. But if this one refuses to go, then you bring him out of the gate, that in the court of the judge, and bring in the order, and announce him that this one refuses to go. Then you have to go a hole on his ear and put a hand in there. So that when everybody sees that person, he knows that this is freedom, that a slave that refuses freedom, and it becomes a slave forever. So what I'm saying is this, that any of us who is still against our Biafra is a slave that refuses freedom, and he will always remain a slave for life. He will just be like those Hebrew that were both in their ear and put a hand in there. If you like, you go to that book. It's a book of Exodus 21:1-5. You'll be talking about. So all these people who are fighting against us, who are kicking against us, they are people that refuse freedom, and they never escape from that freedom, and that is a slave. They will not remain a slave for life, even up to their generation. Even if at all this Biafra is actualized, they will also remain a slave. Even if at all they go out of the land of Biafra, they must only where they are, they must always remain a slave. They will always know as a slave. There are people that even, to know them is very, very easy. Is the Bible saying that for you to know the kind of God is that, seed of God is that when you preach the word of God to that person, he will understand. Because what you are telling is from the Bible, you understand that this is a pure word of God, and he follows it. But somebody who is not a child of God, who is as guilty as Cain, when you preach the word of God, he won't listen. Even if God himself comes down from heaven, never hear God's word. I never hear the word of God. So as to be that any child that calls himself an ego man, that doesn't want to hear, know, and behave in a recognized Biafra. When you, if you want to know somebody who is not a true Biafra.
Yes, can you hear me?
The word of Biafra. Or tell you about, hello?
Yes, go ahead. You we lost you briefly. Please go ahead. Continue. We are following you now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, okay. What I'm saying is this. For you to know a true Biafra, it's very, very easy and very simple. If you want to know a true Biafra, when you preach the word of Biafra to him, he will understand you and he will follow you. But somebody who is not a Biafra, who is not a seed of Biafra, when you preach about Biafra, he will be able to fight him even. He can even fight you. That's to show that this person is not a Biafra. No matter is an Afan and Igbo name. Maybe his father must be a Yoruba or Hausa, Fulani, Katuya. So that's how we get to know them. So all my advice is this. We, the children of God, we, the pure seed of Biafra, we, the children of the Most High God, we must surely stand, whether the enemy likes it or not. The light will always be there, and that will never ever prevail. Because the children of God, there's no way children of God will run away for the devil. If the devil is going to run away for the children of God, I know that. So right from the beginning of the world, there's no evil. There's no evil that's conquered the children of God. The children of God will always stand sure. And I believe that this struggle, very, very soon, we must actualize our goal, and our dream will surely come to pass, and we must surely come to Christ. And we must stand together and pray together and give God glory. Thank you. This is what I have to say.
And well spoken. Well spoken. Thank you very much. That was a caller from Benin Republic, from Cotonou, to be precise. I'm sure I'm not mistaken. We have another caller on the line. This very caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The time here now is 2 minutes past 9 in the morning. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Cosmos from India.
From India. Cosmos, go ahead.
Yeah, Cosmos is from India. I'm from Israel Lumba now.
Thank you, go ahead.
Biafra land. Yeah. One mama.
Mama.
Yeah. I don't need to start greeting you or anything, but God will bless you. God will keep you.
Thank you.
You are one of the trillion.
Thank you. You're kind.
What I have to tell you is that stop telling them do this, do that. Not do this, not to look at the way we are doing it. I'm a member here. I mean, not really. Not to look at the way we are doing it. Syria has taken their own place. Iraq has taken up their own place. They want Nigeria. They took our place. They want the not the tank of. They want even. They want to start looking for me. Yes, come in, come in.
Are you sure?
Don't tell them to work up. Plan is coming. Iraq has been taken off and Syria has taken off. They are coming for us. That's what I have to say. I don't have more to say. Don't tell anybody to work up or to not work up. Don't start doing the work with your business. That's all I can tell. I can say. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. We are going over to Skype line as well. If you call us, please endeavor to stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra with the time now standing at approximately 3 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good morning. Good afternoon from India.
Good morning from here, please. Good morning.
This is Placid Alaziaba, the National PR of India.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement of our Sunday meeting at Vickers Puri West Delhi branch. Please, I urge all the indigenous people of Biafra here in India to come out in our general meeting coming up on Sunday. If you are new or if you are old, it's your right to defend your country. It's your right to tell the world who you are. We urge all the indigenous people that living in India to come for the meeting on Sunday. The venue of the meeting is this West Delhi WZ 36A/3 Krishna Park Extension, Vicarspury. The number to call, Mr. Okechukwu, number is this: 08-37-50-25-347. And another announcement I want to make is this: for the, all the principal officers here in India, I know you guys know our discussion yesterday concerning our embassy, which is going on. If you know that you cannot comply on what we discussed yesterday, being 10 days will give everyone. It's better you leave that post you are holding. We know how many we are here in India. I repeat, you as an a principal officer, you need to give example for those you are ruling or for those you are coordinating. You cannot be going back and expect your followers to do good more than the way you do. If you know that you cannot be able to come up in 10 days time, leave that post in your house, give me a message or call me on phone that you cannot be able to do it. We are not here to play. We are not playing politics. What we are doing is freedom fighting. That is what I want to say. Another one is this: our defense fund has been shared here in India. We are not sharing this money for only for the people that coming out for Biafra. We share this money as far as you are Biafra, you are an Igbo man or woman here in India. We ask you, we know that you have a silent listener here in India. We ask you to look for us or look for coordinator anywhere you are. We have 5 zones here in India: Mumbai, West Delhi, South Delhi, Gurgaon, and North Delhi. Any part of India you are. Our line, our number is on our, in our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, Biafrans in India, type it, you will see Biafrans in India. You will see our number there always. I always put it there. For any information you want to get, call that number. Or anything you want to know about how the struggle is going, please call that number. That is our national coordinator number. Please, we ask all the indigenous people living in India for you to give your country $500. I know most of you guys spend it in a day in a beer parlor here in India. Leave that Uganda girl aside. Give us $500. It will not kill you. It will not do you anything. Rather, more blessing on your life. It's a shame to some of us when we talk about Biafra. You begin to tell me that Ojukwu abandoned the Ojukwu abandoned the struggle and joined politics. Yes, that is not the matter. The matter is for you to come out again and defend your country. For you to come out again and tell the world who you are. We need $500 from you. I know that you all have it and you don't want to come out. Don't worry, when we get Biafra, for those of you here in India who don't want to come out, I'm sorry. And also, we have a receipt here, indigenous people of Biafra. We have a receipt which you can give to you as soon as you recognize who you are and give us that money. We'll give you a receipt that you can hold on your hand or put it where you can hold us that, oh, I did this, this is the receipt you give to us. Please, we need that money from you. Please come out for your country. Please come out for your freedom. Another thing I want to say about one of them, about 3 or 4 days ago, where we are just talking about Biafra, he came and said, my brother, I want to tell you, this is a word a man told me. I told him that I give him some examples when just someone, one of the prominent men in Palestinian diary, the Arafat or something. It's some years back.
Yes, can you hear me? Have we lost him?
The guy did not sleep. The guy did not keep quiet.
Alozier, give me only 1 minute. We are seriously overrunning. 1 minute only, if you may. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Coming from him. This is Radio Biafra. We are about to bring our program to a close. I don't know if we have somebody on the line. They were there before. They are still there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good morning, please. Your name and where you are calling us from. Please give us only 2 minutes, if you may. 2 minutes only.
I'm calling for Amsterdam.
Thank you.
By the grace of God, I'm the vice PRO in Amsterdam.
Thank you very much. Please.
I want to announce our meeting coming up tomorrow. Please, we have a meeting tomorrow by 5 o'clock. So, tomorrow is our meeting by 5 o'clock. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you.
So, we have a meeting tomorrow by 5 o'clock. So, I'm asking everybody, new and old member, to be punctual tomorrow. There's a lot of things have to discuss tomorrow, a lot of issues have to discuss tomorrow, please. If you don't know where to be, our meeting is, call this number, our coordinator line is 06-85-76-4986. That's our coordinator line. And our PRO number is 06-85-26-94-63. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. And this is going to be our last caller today. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, dear director.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear director, I'm Oni from Geneva, Oni Obi.
From Geneva.
So,
thank you very
much.
Thank you.
The director, I don't know if you remember, you know, last week,
yes.
I call you on Radio Biafra and asked you to, you know, I talk about, you know, for us to get registered with the United Nations for, you know, for what we are doing.
Yes.
Because the reason is that we can't just, you know, go out and trying to evangelize to, for people to know what we are doing if the country did not know why are we fighting and what are we fighting for. So please, may you look after it and, you know, get a way for us to be registered so that we won't have problem with the community that we are living with. I don't know if you can get me what I'm trying to say.
What you're trying to say is that we need to, but that's what we've been doing all this while. Even in Geneva where you are, I'm sure that I have the certificate or a copy of it, of the registration of the indigenous people of Biafra in Switzerland. So under that cover, you can go out, go and evangelize. We are registering right across the world. That is what we are doing, and we're continuing to do that. What you're saying is also correct. We want our people to go out to be able to speak to the government. I say to people sometimes, as in Japan, if our people who are doing buying and selling and doing trading, they are doing imbuka, if they don't want to, go to local Japanese people and tell them to support Biafra, they will. Once our people see that the locals are supporting Biafra, they will then come out. We managed to do something in Barcelona. The people, the Catalan government, some of them support what we are doing. We are going to support them again on the 11th of next month. We want people to go out and speak to, happen on their ban, you go and speak to other people. Go and speak to those of them who are around you. Tell them that about what you're doing. They are conscientious people. They will support us. Our people are not necessarily important. They are not, I'm telling you. Only those who are born in spirit to be Biafrans will come. There are those who are founded by House of Land, they will never come. So what we are asking you to do is, wherever you are, make sure that you register with the government. If you have a United Nations office, go and also notify United Nations. Give them a copy of that very certificate to notify them that you exist in that very territory. Then proceed. If possible, we can go and give United Nations the list or names of our people. Tell them that these are those who are here who are stateless. That's all you need to do. Then go out and evangelize. So what you're saying is correct. Notifying the UN, which we have done because we are registered at the UN. The next step is to make sure that every country in the world, most of them have registered with the government of their host countries, and then to go out on the streets to evangelize. Evangelism is the key. You just don't do Biafra in your home. You wear Biafra t-shirt. You get people together. You go out on the street. Go to street corners. Go to shopping areas. Go and preach Biafra. Go with Biafran flag. Go with your leaflet. Go with your tracks. Go with your flyers. Go with copies of the DVD that we made during 30th of May rally. People, the world will understand. If your people don't understand, go for local people.
Okay, that's, yeah, correct. That's what I was trying to, you know, to let the our people know. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you.
And you too, bye. Sometimes, isn't it very funny? We speak in different accents. This one is pure French. French in every way possible. People speak to us, and the accent is pure American or pure English, depending on, before you say Americans speak English, no, their English is slightly different. They pronounce words slightly differently. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for having joined us this very morning. You will reconvene with us this very evening as well. And we thank you for your presence, your listenership. We ask you to continue to support our efforts. Supporting our effort is key. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, on the right hand side, you will be able to see how to help us. And your help must be consistent. Because when I go on a people, A thinks that B is helping, B thinks C is helping. That is not the case. You must do something yourself. And that is why we ask you to go there to try and support in every way or in any manner that you can support us. Our work is ongoing. Our effort to make sure we defend our land is also ongoing. We have never failed before. We don't intend to fail. That is why we are asking you also never ever to fail us as well. This same Biafra we have spoken about this very morning. We talked about it yesterday. And since, ever since we were born, we're talking about Biafra. That is why in all that we do, we must acknowledge, accept, and graciously offer thanks to God for this very privilege to serve him in truth and honesty through Biafra. That is why to us, Biafra will and will continue to remain a religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll reconvene again 7 p.m. this evening. From me here, it is simply good morning.
triumphant.